Here's your Forbes daily briefing for Thursday, April 18th. Today on Forbes, this billionaire's bad bets left hundreds of underserved scholarship students in limbo. On March 21st, the roughly 70 employees of the Schuller Education Foundation, based in the affluent suburb of Lake Forest, Illinois, were summoned to an emergency all-hands meeting. Over the past two-plus decades, the nonprofit, founded and funded by a former president of the healthcare giant Abbott Laboratories, Jack Schuller, had spent at least $150 million counseling and tutoring more than 1,800 low-income students from Chicago and Milwaukee area high schools to help them gain admission to elite colleges. Those colleges, in turn, covered most, if not all, of the students' tuition and other costs. The employees, who first had to certify they wouldn't record anything, were led into a Zoom room where the nonprofit's executive director, Joanne Bursch, read from a script announcing that the foundation would shut down on May 24th. Everyone would be let go, except for a skeleton crew of seven college counselors left to support students through August. Schuller, who had been caring for his wife before she died on April 4th, and his daughter, the foundation's co-founder, Tanya Schuller-Sharman, sat there in silence. No questions were taken, and the meeting wrapped up after about 5 minutes. The next day, high schools and their students, most of them Black or Latino, and set to be the first in their families to attend college, were notified by Bursch in an email, quote, "The Schuller program has been funded since 2001 with shares of stock in various companies. Heartbreakingly, these assets have plunged in value. We simply do not have the resources to continue." The decision came as a shock to the foundation's staff, most of whom are embedded in the 16 high schools served by the program, where students are otherwise guided by understaffed and overwhelmed college counselors, if at all. A current Schuller Education Foundation employee says, quote, "Pulling out in this way is doing a lot of harm to these communities. These students put in a lot of time and commitment, and for us not to uphold our side of the bargain is really tough for me to wrap my head around." Just 3 years earlier, Schuller and the foundation were riding high, as Schuller joined Forbes' billionaire ranks in April 2021, thanks largely to his stake in Quidel Corp, one of the earliest companies to receive FDA approval for COVID-19 tests. A month later, the foundation announced its biggest initiative yet, a pledge to spend $500 million over a decade encouraging universities to enroll more undocumented students. But payments were suspended for that program, called the Schuller Access Initiative, as early as last August. 8 of the 10 colleges in that program confirmed to Forbes that Schuller halted its funding, which was intended to be matched by other donors dollar for dollar. Some private donors, such as billionaire Steve Tisch, who gave $10 million to Tufts University for these undocumented students, have still honored their matching grants. And some colleges have turned to fundraising or are drawing on their own reserves to make up for the lost funding from Schuller. But it still leaves a gap. The foundation tells Forbes that the initiative is not canceled and that it hopes to add additional funds, but did not respond to follow-up questions on the subject. How did a foundation that was ready to spend $500 million just 3 years ago suddenly find itself on the verge of going broke? To answer that question, Forbes reviewed tax documents, securities filings, and internal emails, and interviewed 12 current and former employees and students in the Schuller Scholar Program, the main program funded by the Schuller Education Foundation. The nonprofit's stunning reversal of fortune was tied to the ups and downs of its aging benefactor, who obviously cared deeply about both the students he served and the companies he hoped would change the world. But Schuller took excessive risks that blurred the line between his foundation and his speculative personal investments, and in attempting to bail out his struggling for-profit ventures, the 84-year-old ended up sinking his charity. Forbes estimates that Schuller's personal portfolio of volatile stocks, most held in trust for his family, and real estate, are currently worth around $200 million, down from $1.1 billion in April 2021. A spokesperson for Schuller said the estimate was too high, but didn't provide sufficient information to substantiate that claim. It seems unlikely Schuller has significant cash or other assets outside of that, given the precarious financial situation of his foundation. But some former employees of his nonprofit question just how much financial pain the Schullers are feeling. For full coverage, check out Giacomo Tognini and Matt Duro's piece on Forbes.com. This is Kieran Meadows from Forbes. Thanks for tuning in.